In polycythemia vera, when we come to thrombotic risk assessment, we are still bound to two factors, still age over 60 or history of thrombosis in the past. But there are other indications for use of cytoreductive therapy beyond those two factors, and we need to understand that it is not only about the control of the blood cell count, the progressive symptomatology requires cytoreductive therapy. If these symptoms are not controlled well or the progressive leukocytosis settles in, these are additional factors that at this time and age we need to worry about. When it comes to platelet numbers, we worry about the bleeding when the platelets are about 1.5 million because of acquired von Willebrand factor deficiency, similar like in ET. At that point in time, you stop the aspirin, you cytoreduce for risk of bleeding, and then a patient is safer. Standard practice in a community setting for polycythemia vera is once you introduce an idea of cytoreduction to apply hydroxyurea. Majority of the doctors in the United States do that, and we aim to control several aspects of the disease at this point in time, not only one. We are beyond just controlling hematocrit below 45%. That has been shown in prospective randomized study to actually decrease the risk of clotting and decreases the death rate of the patient. So hematocrit below 45% without the use of phlebotomy is the goal of hydroxyurea or cytoreductive therapy in PV. But not everybody benefits. The factors that experts in the field identified as factors identifying patients that are not doing well on hydroxyurea. And in fact, further analysis of patients that fulfill this criteria of resistance or intolerance says that these people actually have a more aggressive disease. They have a higher risk of progression to myelofibrosis and a higher risk of transformation to AML. So we are not only identifying with these factors patients that need other cytoreductive therapy, these people actually have worse prognosis. After hydroxyurea, one may apply interferon in polycythemia vera or very rarely in elderly, busulfan, alkylating agents, which is known to cause increased risk of acute myeloid leukemia, so it's very rarely used. Now, ruxolitinib as a JAK inhibitor, because of hyperactive JAK-STAT pathway in PV, as it is in ET or myelofibrosis, was developed in a second-line setting for polycythemia vera. For patients that have inadequate response or are intolerant to hydroxyurea, we have a summary of the benefits. It's basically controlling what we would like to control, not just the hematocrit, but also white cells, platelet symptoms, and the spleen. And for practical purposes, it is also important to know that 10 milligrams twice a day, 10 milligrams twice a day is a starting dose for all PV patients. It's not like in myelofibrosis where you start based on platelet number. It's one dose, and then you would expect about 66% of the patients, or two-thirds, to increase the dose during the first few months, and only about 10% to need less.